If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
All right, so tonight on ABC is the Oscars, and Chris Rock is hosting. The hot topic has not been the movies themselves, but the lack of diversity. And I'm sure it will be the focus of tonight's monologue. Voter prejudice is shouldering much of the blame for the Academy Awards' lack of diversity. But who is really responsible for that? So I was looking back at some research here. In 2014, only 2% of the Academy's voters are black. During this current century, 10% of the Academy's acting nominations have gone to black actors. Black people form 13% of the U.S. population. Hispanic actors have secured only 3% of the nominations, although 16% of Americans are Latino. Asian Americans, 6% of the population, have had to do with only 1% nomination. Oscars voters, now listen to this, Oscar voters have a median age of 62. You think about all the people. Well, I mean, you think about all the younger people that are on the screen, and the average age is 62.
Well, but...
And people younger than 50 constitute only 14% of the membership of the Academy.
So here's my view on that. Mm-hmm. In order to get to the point in your career where you are in contention for the top acting roles or are able to handle a film on your own as a writer, mm-hmm. as a director, mm-hmm. As a producer... It takes a while. Nothing in Hollywood comes easy, and you got to pay your dues. That town is, that's where you learn what paying your dues is all about.
But people younger than 50 constitute only 14% of the membership, and age and gender, listen to this, have been prompted questions that Sony Pictures said they think their Facebook film, The Social Network, lost last year for Best Picture to The King's Speech because Oscar voters didn't relate to the internet story.
Right. Well, but it was still a good film.
It was still a good film.
You know, I don't buy that. I don't buy that.
Well, let me give you some more stats here. In the first 20 years of the Academy Awards, 1928 to 47, there were only two actors of color nominated. They call it of color. Hattie McDaniel for Gone with the Wind, 1939. Merle Oberon in 1935 for The Dark Angel. Let's see here. In the past 20 years, 1996 to 2015, there were 47 nominations, a vast improvement, until you look at the fact that there were 400 slots and 353 of them went to white actors. Now, Academy leaders have said that they've been trying to diversify the membership, but that change is difficult because the film mm-hmm. industry is not very diverse to begin with.
Right.
And slow because the Academy has been limiting membership growth for the last decade. So like Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, Spike Lee are boycotting mm-hmm. the Oscars. Whoopi Goldberg said that she felt the boycott was misguided, acknowledging that the lack of diversity with the nominees might be an issue, but suggested that there were larger issues behind it just outside of the Academy voting membership. And right. you and I just spoke a few minutes ago about the fact that just because you get more African-Americans and, mm-hmm. and Hispanics into the Academy doesn't mean that one for one they're going to vote for a black actor if that black actor didn't deserve to get the award. So it's about, yes, they have to diversify the Academy, but I think the issue is bigger than that. I think there's a lot of movies that don't even feature, the majority of them, any black actors or it's nominal. At best.
Well, at least not any black or Hispanic actors or actresses that have roles that can be considered for the awards.
Right. But it is also about the quality of the performance. And yeah. it doesn't matter if it's white, black, Hispanic.
Right,
it's
right.
about what is the quality of the performance. So just because you add more diverse people to the Academy, which, again, they still have to do based right. on the facts that I just read, that doesn't mean they're going to vote for them one for one if they don't deserve the award.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just wondering also, so many people are in acting. So many people are producing.
Yeah.
So many people work in the behind the scenes in costume, in sound design,
yeah.
in special effects.
Yeah.
All those people in those careers, are those careers diversified?
That's
more than the jobs in those areas together are more than what we're talking about, which is who we see on the screen.
That's correct.
That's exactly what I was going to touch on. It was the fact that there's so much that's already not yet represented.
Yeah.
When it comes to making the full scale of a movie with simply the makeup, the scene, like all the back production side of it,
right.
Where it isn't, I mean, just from my personal perspective of the limit that I know of the film industry, but there's a much more well-represented population when it comes to the well-spoken side of and the more public side of things when it comes to the Academy and the industry as a whole. So there's a lot that's not quite it's the tip of the iceberg that's really touching on it.
Yeah. So here's the Sunday simple question this morning that we're going to take your calls and text after the news at 312-981-7200. The Sunday simple question is voter prejudice the reason for the lack of diversity in tonight's Academy Award nominees, or is the real issue that there aren't enough movies that feature black actors, minority actors, writers, directors, and producers? So what is the real issue for the lack of diversity? 312-981-7200. And I might give away a couple tickets to Jimmy Buffett and Huey Lewis coming to the Hollywood Casino in June. All right. It's Dave Blair on 720 WGN. So tonight is the Oscars on ABC. Chris Rock is hosting. The hot topic that has been for weeks now is the lack of diversity in the nominations for tonight. We were talking about the fact that the last 20 years there were 400 nominations and 353 of them went to white actors. People have talked about the diversity in the Academy and in the voting themselves. But the question for you is voter prejudice the reason for the lack of diversity in tonight's Academy Award nominees, or is the real issue that there aren't enough movies that feature black actors, minority actors, writers, directors, and producers? PJ, you're on 720 WGN. What's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think Hollywood's backtracking. They've made some mistakes in this area, and I think any black actor has a right to make his own personal decision and say, I'm not going to the Academy Awards. At the same time, I think besides Hollywood backtracking, I think there is a problem with the movies they pick, and that there's no roles for, there's plenty of good black actors, you know, out there, but I think they don't pick films that and give them roles in order to show their potential. You know, you mentioned earlier, well, maybe they're not qualified. Look, there's a lot of good black actors that are qualified if they can get films and roles that can substantiate their acting ability.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, I don't think it is so much that even though they have to diversify the Academy and it's very old and it's very white, I don't think that's the solution, because it doesn't necessarily mean that those minorities that are added are going to vote for minorities, depending on what the performance is all about. Hey, listen, PJ, I've got a couple of tickets to Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band with Huey Lewis in the news for Saturday, June 25th. If you want to hang on the line, I'll have Bennett get those to you. Okay, buddy?
That's kind of you. I thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a great Sunday. Let's see here. So a pair of tickets to Jimmy Buffett Coral Reefer Band at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park. They're one night only, Saturday, June 25th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Ticketmaster outlets are charged by phone at 800-745-3000. So we were looking at just some of the percentages that were on here. Only 2% of the Academy voters are black. During the current century, 10% of the Academy's acting nominations have gone to black actors. Black people form 13% of the U.S. population. Hispanic actors have secured only 3% of the nominations, although 16% of Americans are Latino. Asian Americans, 6% of the population, have made it, only with 1% being nominated. The Oscar voter median age is 62. Only on anyone younger than 50 only constitutes 14% of the membership. So again, you know, Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, Spike Lee are among many others boycotting the Oscars tonight. Chris Rock is hosting. Whoopi Goldberg has expressed that she felt the boycott was misguided acknowledging that the lack of diverse nominees might be an issue, but suggested that there were larger issues behind it, like roles for minorities in film. We're going to be back with This Week in History coming up next on 720 WGN.